This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Let me tell you about a girl I know, had a drink about an hour ago. By herself in a bar in downtown hell. She heard a noise and she looked through the door and saw a man she'd never seen before. Light skin, light blue eyes, a double chin and a plastic smile. Well, her heart raced as he walked in the door and took an empty seat next to her at the bar. A brand new car is parked right outside. How'd you like to go for a ride? And she said, wait a minute, I have to think. He said, that's fine, may I please buy you a drink? One drink turned into three or four, and then nothing got into his car, and they drove away someplace so far. Now, babe, the time has come. How'd you like to have a little fun? And she said, if we could only please be on our way, I would not run. That's when things got out of control. She didn't want to, he had his way. She said, let's go, he said, no way. Come on, babe, it's your lucky day. Shut your mouth, we're gonna do it my way. Come on, baby, don't be afraid. If it wasn't for day rape, I'd never get laid. Started the car, he turned around and drove back to the bar. He said, now baby, don't be sad, in my opinion, you weren't half bad. She picked up a rock, threw it in the car, hit him in the head, no, he's got a big scar. Come on, party people, so listen to me. Date rape, style, leave. The next day, she went to her drawer, looked up her local attorney at law, went to the phone and filed a police report, and then she kicked the guy's ass to court. Well, the day he stood in front of the judge, he screamed, she lies, that little slut. The judge knew he was full of ish, and he gave him 25 years, and now his heart is filled with tears. One night in jail, it was getting late, he was butt raped by a large inmate, and he screamed, but the guards paid no attention to his cry. That's when things got out of control. Moral of the day, red story, it does not pay, we're drunk and horny, but that's the way it had to be. They locked him up and threw away the key. Well, I can't take pity on men of this kind, even though he now takes it in the behind. That's the way it had to be. They locked him up and threw away the key. Well, I can't take pity on men of this kind, even though he now takes it in the behind.
Date Rape by Sublime. Welcome, everybody. Happy Saturday. It is episode 44 of Zennial Yearbook, the 1992 episode. I'm Kyle.
Hi.
Nice. Nice start to the show, right?
Sorry, I'm having another conversation about something that happened to a coder today. But I'm not supposed to say, because it's gossip.
It is gossip. We don't gossip.
I'm Riley.
Riley, you went to school on a Saturday?
Yeah. It's remedial.
Nice. Yeah, so that was Sublime on, you know, their song Date Rape. What do you think about that? Do you know that song?
No.
That's another one of those songs that we used to act out in drama because it's very actable. That's what drama kids used to do before shows.
Yeah, you're bold. I don't think you could like waterboard that out of me.
Well, I'm just saying. That's how it all went down. So yeah, it's the 1992 show. We're going to be playing hits from 1992. All the rock songs, some of the pop songs, some of the cool movie soundtracks from 1992. What do you think about that?
Cool.
Very cool. All right, well, since we started off let's keep on going. We got what do we have coming up? Coming up this half hour, we got some Faith No More. We got some Del Amitri. But we are going to kick it off with a little bit of Riley's favorite artist from the 90s. It's White Zombie. This is Black Sunshine.
Nothing. This square. it looks like I am the last to know. I hear you've never felt so alive, so much desire beyond control. And as usual, I am the last to know. The last to know how you're feeling, the last to know. Such perfect days. The duff the bomb drops, baby. I wanna be the last to know. But now you're living up behind the hill. And though we share the same city and feel the same sun, when your winter comes, I'll be the last to know. Always the last to know.
Midlife Crisis by San Francisco's own Faith No More. What do you think of that?
It's fine.
Fine? Fine. That's great. It's a great band with a great song. Before that, Delamitri with Always the Last to Know, and then White Zombie with Black Sunshine. Am I keeping you up? No. What do you think of those? Good stuff? Great stuff. 1992, man. This is where, I don't want to say this is where it all started, but you know, it's where a lot of it started.
Everyone was just trying to be Nirvana.
I don't know. Maybe. Well, because a lot of those people would have already recorded albums. I guess maybe. A little bit. Like, the Nirvana thing has the Nirvana, you know, impact has already been felt. And now people are like, hey, what are we going to do with all this hair metal? Throw it in the trash. Do something else. So there we go. So what's today? Saturday is Saturday, March 15th, the Ides of March. Do you know why that's important?
No.
No? Have you ever heard of that term before, the Ides of March?
That sounds like an emo band.
Beware the Ides of March.
Literally don't even move, because that might be.
So it is a band, but it's not an emo band. I think it's like a 70s band. I think they do a song called, what's that song?
Oh, it's a song by Silverstein.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there you go. So the Ides of March is the 15th of March. It's the middle of March. And it's also the day that Julius Vehicle, the song's by Vehicle. It's called Vehicle by Ides of March. I think it's from 1970. It's very good. I should play it. If we ever do an episode about 1970, it's 100% going on.
Did you know that today's Fat People Tuesday?
The day we're recording?
Yeah.
So
that's what people have been saying. They have like weird Mardi Gras necklaces.
Let me finish my...
Is that a thing?
Let me finish my story. Then you can tell your story. So today, as we're listening, is the Ides of March. It is.
Okay.
It is March 15th. It's the day that Julius Caesar was assassinated.
Okay.
That's why people say, you know, beware of the Ides of March, because you don't want to get assassinated. Anyway, the day we're recording is Tuesday. It is Fat Tuesday. Also, in French, it's known as Mardi Gras.
Oh.
That's it.
Okay.
Ta-da.
Me.
It is. It's the day before Ash Wednesday, which is the start of Lent.
What's Lent? Isn't that the stuff you find in the dryer?
Lent with an E, not with an I.
That's like the library lent a book to me.
Lent? Is that a word?
Yeah.
Maybe.
He lent me a book.
I'm going to look into that.
He lent me, a car?
A car?
A commandeered a vehicle?
All right. I'm going to go check your grammar. Everyone else can enjoy this wonderful song that is not by Radiohead. It's by Stone Temple Pilots. It's Creep.
Well, I'm half the man I used to be. good. Think your company, that you tells me I'm free. Friends don't mean a thing. Guess I'm leaving her.
Half the man I used to be.
Gratitude by the Beastie Boys. Before that, we had Creep by Stone Temple Pilots, and I looked on the interwebs to check your grammar. Lent is the past tense and past participle of lend.
Trust me.
How about that? How about that? It is also, if you use the capital letter, the 40 weekdays from Ash Wednesday to Easter observed by the Roman Catholic, Eastern, and some Protestant churches as a period of penitence and fasting.
Penitence?
Penitence. That's what it says.
Let me see.
P-E-N-I-T-E-N-C-E.
P-E-I-T-E-P. Whatever. I believe you.
Yeah. Thanks. I thought it was all days. I don't think it was weekdays. But you know what? I didn't really count. Anyway, back to it. Actually, you know what? Not back to it. We're going to take a quick break. What do you say? Break time?
Yeah.
Real quick. We'll be back in a few. This is Zennial Yearbook. This is Zennial Yearbook. It's 1992.
We're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody. Come on.
WTBR.
People tune in to hear the latest local and national news.
That's not us.
People tune in to hear the latest music.
That's definitely not us.
People tune in to hear political pundits expound on politics.
No, that's not us.
How about people tune in to hear entertaining stories, jokes, odd topics, and laughter?
Oh, yeah, that's us. That's Stuff.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30 to listen to the latest Stuff with Bev Prentice and Lynn Arsenault on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
WTBR-FM is listener-supported radio. That means we depend on your donations to keep the station on the air. All the local content and the music you love requires your support. You can make your donation today at WTBRFM.com by calling 445-4234 or stopping by our studio at 4 Federico Drive in Pittsfield. You'd be glad you did. Pittsfield Community Radio, for the love of radio.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back, WTBR.
Day is long, and the night is yours alone. When you're sure you've had enough of this life, hang on. Let yourself go. Everybody hurts.
Everybody Hurts by R.E.M. This is Xennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley, and I learned that song from 2016 movie.
Which movie?
Zootopia.
Yes. It is in Zootopia. Heavily featured in Zootopia.
Mm.
They play that song for almost 2 seconds. That's all it takes. Anyway, we're back. It's the 1992 show. Yeah, that's it.
Not supposed to be wearing that here. Supposed to take that off and go.
Oh my gosh. Still wearing this.
Oh my god. So we got to tell Vic.
I mean, he's retired, but that's fine. Anyway, I'll deal with that off the air. Anyway, we'll get back. You know what? You know what time it is?
5:09.
It's time and to do that part of the show where we play three songs off one album. And this album is going to be the Singles soundtrack. Have you heard of this movie, Singles?
Dude, you scare me.
What did you think of
it? No, we're going to be old Pearl Jam.
No, it's the Singles soundtrack, which features Pearl Jam.
How does that even count?
So Singles is a movie about people in their 20s who share an...
I don't care about the movie. How does a movie soundtrack count?
So Singles is a movie... No, yes, a movie about people in their 20s sharing an apartment in Seattle in the early 90s. Does that make more sense? So it's got a lot of early 90s grunge-type music. In fact, Pearl Jam, in one form or another, are in the movie. They have a fictional name, Citizen Dick, and they have a fictional song. I guess it's a real song, but it's not on the soundtrack, which makes me sad. So we got to play other songs. So we're going to play three songs from the soundtrack. They're all pretty good. We'll start off with Pearl Jam, of course, with State of Love and Trust.
Hey! is I catch you when ready. A half angel, half a tongue. Yeah.
Seasons by Chris Cornell off of the single's original motion picture soundtrack.
He's from Soundgarden, right?
He is from Soundgarden. Look at you. You did it. You did a thing. Oh my gosh. Happy dad. Proudest dad ever. He's from Soundgarden, right? That's correct. Before that, we had Dyslexic Heart by Paul Westerberg and State of Love and Trust by Pearl Jam, which I did not realize was only on the single soundtrack. And Rearview Mirror, their double album, Greatest Hits CD, which I totally have. You should listen to it. It's good. It's got a fun version of Even Flow. It starts with, wah!
I have my own pretty cool CDs to listen to.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I still have to go r/Smashing Pumpkins and post that stupid CD.
Oh yeah, you gotta find out if you made a good choice buying that CD. I mean, for $15, it's less than a new CD. So it's a win. So you bought, what did you get, a live version?
I got a live CD.
It's like
of
the
Siamese Dream. It came out right after Siamese Dream.
Something like that. We'll find out. We'll find out more to come on that.
Maybe before.
Before, unlikely. More to come. What do you say? We got time for another song. What do you think?
Okay.
One more song, and then we'll take a break. Let's go with the old Gin Blossoms. They're fun.
With my wasted breath, each once more we wasted than the others who came back on Allison Road. Now I can't hide on Allison Road, so why not try
on Allison Road?
I know I wanna love her, but I can't decide on Allison Road. And I didn't know I was lost at the time.
Allison Road by the Gin Blossoms. That was a good time. What do you think of that?
It was good.
Great. Yeah, it's time for a quick break. Quick break. We'll get back to some more Xennial Yearbook on Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield 88.1 WSBR Lee. What do you think of that? No thoughts. You are thoughtless.
Press the music button.
WTBR.
People tune in to hear the latest local and national news.
That's not us.
People tune in to hear the latest music.
That's definitely not us.
People tune in to hear political pundits expound on politics.
No, 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 that's not us.
How about people tune in to hear entertaining stories, jokes, odd topics, and laughter?
Oh, yeah, that's us. That's Stuff.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30 to listen to the latest Stuff with Bev Prentice and Lynn Arsenault on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Let's have a party with all our friends. Let's have a good time. Don't let it end. We got the people.
Hey, friends. If you're looking for some party music, tune in to Polka Express with me, Bill Gustavus, every Wednesday night from 6 to 8, and Sunday mornings from 8 to 10, right here on 89.7 WTBR, Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR, Lee.
Sugar Cane by Sonic Youth. This is Zennial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
Riley's leaving. See, where are you going? See you later. It's the 1992 show.
Our lights keep turning on.
Oh, yeah, that happens. Anyway, it's the 1992 show. It's the 1992 show. I gotta enunciate. Where we playing?
Is it the 1992 show?
You know what show this is? I think it's the 1992 show. I think. You know what else happened in 1992?
No.
Johnny Carson's last appearance on the Tonight Show.
Okay.
He used to host the Tonight Show until 1992. And now who hosts the Tonight Show? I mean, you don't even stay up that late.
I'm trying to think of the ice cream.
The Tonight... What's the name? Oh, yeah. What's the name of the ice cream?
The Tonight Dough.
With?
I have no idea. I can't remember.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon would be disappointed. That's all right.
Sorry.
Sorry,
Jimmy Fallon.
Sorry. Jimmy Fallon, if you're disappointed, you can add us on Threads at Zennial Yearbook.
Yeah, you can go jump into a pool of coins.
or you could do that. Yeah. So, we got another half an hour to go and another 23 minutes to go. Let's get to the music.
Okay.
What do we got here? We got some, Stereo MCs. This is Connected.
Called reality. I wanna do it again. I'm it again. Come on, I'm gonna do it again. Hear me out. Terrified. Sun and air right. Here we go. If you make sure you're connected, the writing's on the wall. But if your mind's neglected, stumble, you might fall. Stumble, you might fall.
If I had a million dollars,
if I had a
Well, I'd buy you some art, a Picasso or a Garfunkel. If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
If I had $1 million by Bare Naked Ladies. Before that, Connected by Stereo MCs. This is in the yearbook. It's the 1992 show. What do you think of those songs, Riley?
I learned that song on guitar.
That song?
Yep.
It's the Stereo MCs song?
He picks the most, like, random songs, like, ever.
I do. Like, I should try to be a little more...
Not talking about you.
What are you
talking about? The guy who taught me that song.
Oh.
Like, he has, like, a list of, like, and it's, like, the most, like, outrageous list of songs ever. Like, it's, like, so random.
In your guitar class.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, I mean, that's a nice, easy song. It's got four chords. You're good to go. That's all you need. And they're not, like, complicated chords. Are they all open? Yeah, they're all open chords. You're good to go. Boom. Are you, like, the best student in your guitar class?
Like, I don't want to brag, but it's just because I already know how to play guitar. I'm too bad for the advanced class.
There's only four people in your class. That's fine. Well, next semester, you can take the advanced class. Then you can be shredding like Zach Wilde.
Who's Zach Wilde? Is it like Nick Wilde?
We're
still talking about Zootopia.
We are still talking about Zootopia.
I can't believe I know people younger than Zootopia.
20 minutes later, it's fine. Everything's fine. Why don't we keep going? That was a nice long song. This is Pavement with Zurich is Stained.
I'm not
If I Can't Change Your Mind by Sugar, not to be confused with If I Can't Charge Your iPad.
That's what I saw.
That's what Riley saw. Before that, Zurich is Saved by Pavement. And, yeah, we're almost done with the show. What do you think?
I think we have some pretty cool interrogation lighting in here.
Yeah, we're in the back studio with the interrogation lighting. It's very exciting. March 15th, that's today. It's a Saturday. We got to wish happy birthday to Eva Longoria, the actress. Dee Snider, the front man for Twisted Sister. And if she were still alive, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. All born on March 15th. That's today. And that's it. That's it, guys. That's the show. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're gonna go off on like a little poppier note. This song originally came out in 1990. It was on the Pretty Woman soundtrack, and it was a single. But then the Go West went out and they put it on their actual 1992 Indian Summer album. And so now we can listen to it on the show. This is The King of Wishful Thinking. We'll see you guys all next week.
Bye.
Pretend my ship's not safe.